So, auditory orgasm has sent me the penis preference test. I'm guessing that hearing me do the accent challenge has sparked him to try out this test, and I am very flattered. However, I feel that my preferences are going to be a little jaded, and it is not going to be super fun, sexy, like everyone is planning to, or at least what I'm thinking they're expecting. And here's why. Number one, I am someone who works at a hospital. I am not a nurse, but I work with patients. And sometimes there are patients with penises. Doesn't exactly mean that they're men, but there are patients with penises who either refuse to wear their gowns or they're, out of their mind and, they just kind of have flapping everywhere, or, the whole accidental my gown slipped, or, you got the perverts. Pretty much, I've seen enough dicks to last me a lifetime. Dicks that, some dicks I wouldn't, didn't mind seeing, some dicks I really didn't want to see. So I guess I feel that this whole penis preference test is going to be kind of jaded for me. Secondly, I have this thing where I try not to be critical on people's bodies or things that they cannot help. And I'm not saying that the penis preference test is not mean. I'm not trying to say that the penis preference test is a mean test. I mean, after all, people do have their preferences when it comes to bodies. I mean, that is how we have people who are attracted to certain, certain body types, certain dicks, certain breast sizes, and that's fine. I just feel that when it comes to me, I like people, and I can always find the positives of certain body parts as well as the negatives. And that's me. But I have to keep this in mind that this is a penis preference test. It doesn't mean that I am a bad person for making these preferences and what I like, especially with these pictures that are going to be in this test. So, you're probably going to hear me stumble a few times and be like, "Well, this dick is nice overall or whatever, but, things like that." And that's just me because I feel that I'm being mean when I'm saying, "Well, I don't like this dick." I don't like this dick. Or this dick is okay, but it's not for me. Things like that. But I will try and keep this short and sweet because I kind of feel that I can go on for hours rambling about what makes this dick great, what makes this dick not great. I will also keep in mind that this is a preference test, so I will not try and be so hard on myself for not liking a dick that I see. Okay. With that said, on with the show. Are you brave enough to take the penis preference test? Do you consider yourself a cock connoisseur? Well, you have found the right place. Take this test and see if you score 90 or nice. Number one, you already said cock connoisseur, and I feel like I should have a monocle, a top hat, and a glass of wine. But I am here in a t-shirt and panties, and I have a glass of water with lemon and cucumber, so I guess it's something. Like a spa experience or whatever. So, okay, getting started. I get hydrated. Oh, hey, look, that's a dick. That is a man's penis. Okay, I think this dick is. Well, number one, I think this dick is in a dangerous spot. Working in a hospital, I know that a common injury in the emergency room is guys get their dicks stuck in zippers. And this just looks like an accident waiting to happen. I've seen it. It is not pretty. But with all that shit inside, I say this dick is normal. It looks like it could be about maybe a little bit above average. It's not huge or big, but and it's normal. Click. Also, nice. You should probably find a different place to take a picture. I'm just saying. This dick would rock my world, make me hurt, be just right, be okay, not be enough. Okay. So, fun story. All the dragon scripts and all the dragon writings and the request for dragon stuff is because I do like dragon dick. I like going on baddragon.com. I like gawking other stuff. And I know that a lot of their items that they offer are not exactly for the faint of heart or the faint of pussy. Haha. So they're big, you know. They compare them to Coke cans, soda cans, and they're usually pretty big. And I have a couple that are, well, pretty big. But I guess the difference between a bad dragon dick and this ginormous cock of hell is that bad dragon dicks are squishy, and you can set a limit for that. So this one just looks like it will make me hurt. If this guy were to try and put all inches and length in me, I would be very upset. I could probably take it all, but you really have to make me excited and get me really wet, as well as use like a lot of lube and take your time. But right now, I could see stuff from the bathroom. So it automatically jumps me into a fantasy about me like having a quickie with this guy in a bathroom stall, which would actually be a really fun script to voice and or write. And so this would actually make me hurt. So, bam. In terms of length, how long do you think this dick is? Well, for starters, whenever I see questions like this or dick pictures like this, I can just see myself lining an American dollar bill against this guy's, against the guy's dick. And the reason why is because a dollar bill is about, on average, a 6 inches. So that kind of gives you a gist on how long, you can kind of measure things. Two of those is a foot, things like that. I can see this being about above average. I can see it about a little over 6 inches, maybe a little over 7 inches, especially when that guy's thumb right there. Thumbs are usually about 1 to 2 inches, so about three of those. And I just went math on you. And for starters, 6 and a half inches is not average. The average size of a man's dick is 5 and a half. Little information for you. 5 and a half, 5 inches. Guys just like to say that 6 inches is average to make themselves feel a little better, but it's not. Another thing I learned in med school. Yay! So, with that said, this is above average. This is above average as far as actual dick sizes go, but I would say it's about 6 and a half inches, maybe 7. Let's see. In terms of girth, how thick do you think this dick is? I would say it's somewhat thick. I don't know, about 5 and a half inches around. Maybe 5 inches around, but not 5 and a half. It's a very nice dick. I would like to say that. It is, I like how it is fat in the middle, and I like how it's curved slightly. That's like one that I would like. I think the bitch is in the way, but I really like that one. So, but I don't think it is 6 inches, but I also don't think it's 5 and a half. So I'm going to still put somewhat thick because that is thick, but I don't think it's the 5 and a half inches. Okay. This guy's dick is teeny weeny. Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. See, this is what I was talking about in the beginning. I don't like doing these kind of things because I feel bad about talking about people's junk that they can't help. But this dick is undersized. Not super undersized, but it is pretty small. But we don't really know how this guy's package works because there are growers and then there are showers. You have people who kind of grow when they get really excited. I don't think this guy's fully aroused. I really just don't see it. So, and if he is, then goddamn. But undersized. But I can see him growing like an extra 3, 4 inches from that. So who knows? That might be him. Okay. When referring to a penis in a sexual way, I prefer to use the word dick. I've been saying this the whole recording. Dick. But I also like to use other words. I like to use schlong or, pee-pee place or wee-wee. It depends on the situation. It depends who I'm talking to. It depends if I'm trying to get a rise from someone before they take me to Pound Town, things like that. But when I'm talking, like I'm talking to you guys right now, I prefer to use the word dick. Cock doesn't do anything for me, and penis just makes me feel like I'm in school again. So, no. Next page. Ooh, I need some water. One sec. Okay, next page. In terms of veins and vascularity, this dick is. It looks like the Incredible Hulk. I'm just gonna say that right now. It's pretty big. And then again, this is uncircumcised. Fun fact, I've never been with an uncircumcised dick in my entire life. I would like to. Maybe that could be like one of my resolutions for the year. But I do like the look of them. If I was looking at dick pictures. If I was searching for dick pictures, guys, I need you to listen to this. If I was searching for dick pictures and I was actively looking for dick pictures and this picture was, you guys send me uncircumcised dick, I would be okay with that. Because I like that. But don't think that this is an it, that me saying this is an invitation to take your uncircumcised dick and send me dick pictures. Don't do that, okay? All right, I'm glad we got that out of the way. As far as this picture, I say it is very, very veiny. Would I give it a shot? Probably. But as looking at it right now, I'd say it's too veiny. I don't like it. Click. In terms of smoothness and lack of veins, this dick is super smooth. Looks like one of my toys or something like that. Just doesn't look real. So it's not enough veins. I don't really prefer it. Click. Oh, that was easy. That's out of the way. Okay. So number 9. I think this dick is actually pretty average. This looks like an average size dick. Like I said before, average dicks are ranging between 5 to 5.5 inches. And this dick looked like it could be about 5.5. Maybe 6 if I'm being generous. So I'm gonna say average. And it looks very nice. It's a dick. Very nice. I wish he wasn't squeezing his balls though. But it's a nice picture. In terms of curb, in terms of curve, I like straight. Either to the right or the left, dramatic upward curve, slight upward curve, dramatic downward curve, slight downward curve. Okay. I like upward curve because I like my G spot being hit a lot. So, I don't know how dramatic upward are we talking about. Like, are we talking about when he takes it out, it like nearly hits his belly button, or it like the one in the middle, is that considered dramatic upward? Because that's a little too much. So I'm just gonna say slight upward. But I do like upward curves. I think they're very nice. Nothing wrong with downward curve. Like I said, penis preference test. My preference. Okay. In terms of color, I like tan. I think it looks nice. I like black dicks too. That one actually looks like a chocolate dick. It looks like it should have like a little lollipop stick or something like that, and you take a bite out of it or something. But as far as race is concerned, if we are talking about races, because I think that was the topic last week, someone requested race play or whatever. I have mostly been with white men. So white dicks are what I've mostly seen in real life, other than the ones in the hospital. But I'm open-minded to all races. I'm not saying that, I would turn down a, black dick or any other race or whatever. It's just I usually end up with a white dick, and that's just what happens. So yeah. Let's see, number 12. I think this dick is, it's average. It's uncircumcised. It's really nice. I could see this one being about, I would say 5 inches. I think from his balls to the tip, it's about 5 inches. So average. Okay. Appearance and aesthetic wise, I think this guy's cock is unique and odd looking. Not ugly. That's rude, but the head is a little too big for me. So it's unique and odd looking. Can't do it. My favorite part of the penis is the curve. I like the shaft, but I guess that handles the curve too. And if the head is nice, then that's okay. But I think the curve is my favorite. Okay, next. In terms of head shape, I like, let's see, we got mushroom shaped, helmet shaped, round cap, bellend, bullet shape, and arrowhead. So, fun story. When I was a little kid and the first time I ever saw porn, the guy that I saw, he actually had kind of like an arrowhead dick. The tip, like the head of the dick, was actually a little bit bigger than that. But it kind of tapered out, or tapered in, and went small, and then it got nice and fat. And I fell in love with that size. So I've always wanted to really see one of those, like in real life, and maybe touch it. But I have yet to see one of those yet. So, but as far as appearance, I do like Arrowhead. There we go. Let's see. I think the head of this guy's dick is huge. Do I like it? Not really. Too big. In terms of shaft mobility, I like a little movement, but not much. A lot of skin movement for a gliding effect. No movement at all. I like a little bit of movement. A little bit, but not too much. Easy. Got it. Do you prefer circumcised or uncircumcised? I've only been with circumcised dicks, but as far as appearance looks, I like uncircumcised. Judging the appearance of overall size, I think that this cock is really nice. The most perfect dick, really nice, but I would not consider it perfect, decent. Not my idea of a perfect looking dick. I don't like it at all. I think it's really nice, but I wouldn't consider it perfect. Not for me, anyway. Talking about the head size, talking about it being circumcised or uncircumcised, talking about the curve, it's very straight looking. For me, it is not a dick. Well, it is a dick, but I mean, it is a dick, but I'm just saying it's not the dick for me. Now, if someone were to make a huge book of dick, the dick book or whatever, the book of penis, and the book of penile, and they were taking perfect textbook pictures of dicks, just like the perfect dick if you were trying to show a little kid sex ed or whatever, this would be like the perfect dick to show. Okay? It's perfect. As far as, it's visually pleasing. This is what a perfect uncircumcised dick looks like, but it is not a dick for me. So, really nice, but I'm not sure if I would consider it perfect. Need some more water. All these dicks are making me thirsty. Okay. Judging by the appearance and overall size, I think that this cock is the most perfect dick I've ever seen. Really nice, decent. Not my idea of perfect looking dick. The other one is better and don't like it at all. I think it is, again, it's really nice, but I would not consider it perfect. And only because it is not curved. It is very straight. It's nice. It's a nice color. It's uncircumcised. It's a nice length. But it doesn't have the curve. So really nice, but not sure if I would consider it perfect. When it comes to size and performance, I believe size matters. Size matters somewhat. Size does not matter. Size doesn't matter much. I'm gonna say size doesn't matter much, but it's about performance and the size of shape to a degree. Just because I have been with gentlemen who I felt were not going to, I guess, take me to where I want to go, and they fucking rocked my world, and I was, well, first of all, I was terrified, and secondly, I was very surprised. So, it just shut me up from there. So I know it's not really about the complete size, it's what you do with it. But size does help a little. I mean, the guy was still able to make me come multiple times, but it was like a little help with, with other factors. So yes, There. Okay, I'm done. Finished. Let's see. Gender, I'm queer, but body-wise, I'm female. Birthday is the 20th of January. Won't give you the year. Are you single? Yes. And I am, it says I am a sweetheart, Phil. I'm a sweetheart when it comes to Phallus. Well, I'm only 45% sweet. Aw. And I'm 26% naughty. So where's the other percentage? I'm not going to fight it. Anyway, this is my answers. I hope you guys like it. I kind of feel that, you know, like I said, my answers are probably jaded. But it was pretty fun. It kind of opened my eyes, well, to dicks. But also opened my eyes to what actual preferences are there. Because, you know, it's not like someone sits there and be like, okay, so tell me what would be the perfect dick for you. And I'm like, oh, shit. I don't know. So, yeah. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for listening to me ramble for 20 minutes. Bye.